Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be discussing how to make candidates and employees feel wanted. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
Well, as we have discussed before on the podcast, Stacy, attracting and retaining top talent in the animal health industry and veterinary profession is more challenging than ever. It is not enough to merely offer a job. Employers must ensure that candidates feel genuinely wanted and valued throughout the entire hiring process, onboarding, and their continued employment. This sense of being wanted can significantly impact a candidate's decision to join an organization, their commitment to showing up for their first day, and their long-term retention. Let us start by talking about the hiring process. Why is setting the stage during the hiring process so critical?
Yeah, so the hiring process is the first interaction a candidate has with a potential employer, and it's important in shaping their perception of the organization. This initial phase sets the tone for the candidate's overall experience and can have a lasting impact on their decision-making process. When candidates feel valued and wanted from the beginning, they are more likely to develop a positive perception of the organization, which can lead to higher engagement and commitment. On the other hand, if the hiring process is impersonal or disorganized, candidates may question the company's values and culture, which can deter top talent from pursuing the opportunity further.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Stacy. Personalized communication is one aspect of the hiring process that makes candidates feel valued. Can you elaborate on this?
Yes, absolutely, Caleb. So personalized communication is about making each candidate feel like an individual rather than just another applicant. Personalized communication can make a significant difference, especially when you're dealing with passive candidates who are not actively looking for a new job and have not even applied for the position. For example, instead of sending generic automated responses, companies can send personalized emails acknowledging the candidate, updating them on their status, and providing clear timelines. Addressing candidates by their names and referencing specific aspects of their resumes can make them feel seen and appreciated. This level of personalized engagement shows that the organization values their interest and effort.
So how can animal health companies and veterinary organizations ensure that they maintain this level of personalized engagement throughout the hiring process?
Well, companies can maintain personalized engagement by establishing a clear communication plan. This plan should outline when and how candidates will be contacted throughout the hiring process. Using technology such as applicant tracking systems with automated yet personalized messaging capabilities can help maintain consistency. In addition, training hiring managers and recruiters to personalize their communications and make each candidate feel valued can go a long way. For example, recruiters can send follow-up emails after interviews that highlight specific points discussed during the conversation, further demonstrating that they were paying attention and care about the candidate's experience.
Another critical aspect is the transparency of the hiring process. How can transparency impact a candidate's experience and perception of the organization?
Transparency in the hiring process is essential. Candidates should be informed about the stages of the hiring process, what each stage entails, and how long it might take. This clarity reduces anxiety and helps manage expectations. Regular updates, even if just to say that the process is ongoing, can keep candidates engaged and prevent them from feeling overlooked. When candidates understand the timeline and what to expect next, they are more likely to remain interested and engaged. This also demonstrates that the company values their time and is committed to keeping them informed.
It sounds like transparency can significantly reduce the uncertainty that candidates might feel. What about the interview experience itself? How can organizations ensure that this is a positive experience for candidates?
The interview experience should be positive and respectful. Interviewers should be well prepared on time and show genuine interest in the candidate's background and aspirations. Providing a welcoming environment, being attentive, and giving constructive feedback can significantly enhance the candidate's experience. This approach not only reflects well on the company, but it also helps candidates feel valued. For instance, offering a tour of the workplace, introducing them to potential colleagues, and making sure the interview is a two-way conversation can make a big difference.
So, what role does the speed of decision-making play in the hiring process?
The speed of the decision-making process plays a vital role. Prolonged waiting times can lead to candidate disengagement. Timely feedback and swift decision-making demonstrate that the employer respects the candidate's time and is keen on moving forward with the best talent. When decisions are made quickly, it shows that the organization is efficient and values the candidate's eagerness to move forward. This can be a decisive factor in a candidate's decision to accept an offer, especially if they are considering multiple opportunities.
All right, well, let's move on to the onboarding process. Once a candidate accepts an offer of employment, how can organizations ensure a strong start during this critical phase?
The onboarding process is crucial for setting the tone for a candidate's entire tenure within the company. One effective strategy is pre-boarding engagement. Engaging with new hires before their official start date can build excitement and anticipation. Sending welcome packages, providing access to necessary resources, and introducing them to their team can make new hires feel valued and part of the organization even before their first day. This pre-boarding phase helps new hires feel connected and reduces the anxiety of starting a new job.
Pre-boarding engagement sounds like a fantastic way to make new hires feel wanted from the get-go. What about the actual onboarding program itself?
A well-structured onboarding program is essential. This program should include an orientation session that covers the company's mission, values, and culture, as well as practical information about their role. Providing a clear roadmap for the first few weeks can help new hires understand what is expected of them and how they can contribute to the organization's success. This structured approach ensures that new hires have the information and resources they need to be successful from day one.
So how can mentorship and support enhance the onboarding experience for new hires?
Assigning a mentor or a buddy to new hires can significantly enhance their onboarding experience. This support system can help them navigate the new environment, answer questions, and provide insights into the company culture. Mentorship fosters a sense of belonging and shows new hires that the company is invested in their success. A mentor can offer guidance, share experiences, and help new hires integrate smoothly into the team. This relationship can be very valuable in helping new hires feel connected and supported.
So regular check-ins during the initial period also seem important. How should these be conducted to be most effective?
Yeah, so regular check-ins during the initial period can help address any concerns and provide support. These check-ins can be conducted by the hiring manager or HR and should focus on the new hire's integration, job satisfaction, and any challenges they might be facing. Proactive engagement can prevent small issues from escalating and ensure that new hires feel supported. These check-ins should be structured yet informal enough to encourage open dialogue, asking specific questions about their experience, what's going well, and what challenges they are facing can provide valuable insights and show new hires that the organization cares about their success.
Well, let's talk about ongoing employment. How can companies continue to make employees feel wanted and valued over time?
Retaining employees requires ongoing effort to ensure they continue to feel wanted and valued. Continuous recognition is crucial for maintaining motivation and job satisfaction. Recognition can be formal, such as awards and bonuses, or informal, such as verbal praise and thank you notes. Consistently acknowledging hard work fosters a positive work environment and reinforces the value of each employee. When employees feel appreciated, they are more likely to stay engaged and committed to their work.
Career development opportunities also play a significant role in employee retention. How can companies effectively offer these opportunities?
Offering career development opportunities is key to retaining talent. Employees should have access to training programs, workshops, and career advancement pathways. Providing these opportunities demonstrates that the organization is invested in their growth and future, which can increase loyalty and reduce turnover. For example, companies can create personalized development plans for employees, offer tuition reimbursement for relevant courses, and provide opportunities for cross-training in different departments. These initiatives show that the company is committed to their employees' professional growth.
Open communication is another important aspect. How can companies foster open lines of communication between employees and management?
Open lines of communication between employees and management are vital. Regular one-on-one meetings, team meetings, and feedback sessions create a platform for employees to voice their opinions, concerns, and suggestions. This transparency builds trust and ensures that employees feel heard and valued. Managers should actively listen to employees, address their concerns, and involve them in decision-making processes when appropriate. Having an environment where employees feel comfortable sharing their thoughts can also promote a culture of transparency and trust.
Work-life balance is essential for employee well-being and retention. What are some ways that organizations can promote a healthy work-life balance?
Flexible working hours, remote work options, and support for personal and family needs can enhance job satisfaction. When employees feel that their personal lives are respected and supported, they are more likely to remain committed to their employer. For instance, offering flexible scheduling, allowing employees to work from home when needed, and providing benefits such as parental leave and wellness programs can significantly improve work-life balance. It's important for organizations to recognize that employees have lives outside of work and to support them in maintaining a healthy balance.
So how does fostering an inclusive culture contribute to making employees feel wanted and valued?
Well, fostering an inclusive culture where diversity is celebrated and everyone feels welcome is crucial. Inclusive practices can involve diverse hiring, equitable policies, and creating an environment where all voices are heard and valued. An inclusive culture enhances employee engagement and loyalty. When employees feel that their unique perspectives and backgrounds are respected and valued, they are more likely to feel a sense of belonging and commitment to the company. Organizations can promote inclusion by offering diversity training, creating employee resource groups, and celebrating cultural events and holidays.
It's clear that making candidates and employees feel wanted is a multifaceted effort. What are some final thoughts or advice you would give to employers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession about this topic?
Well, my final advice would be to prioritize creating an environment where candidates and employees feel genuinely wanted and valued at every stage of their journey with the organization. And this starts with personalized and transparent communication during the hiring process and continues with the well-structured onboarding program that includes mentorship and regular check-ins. Maintaining continuous recognition, offering career development opportunities, fostering open communication, promoting work-life balance, and cultivating an inclusive culture are all important for long-term retention and employee satisfaction. By focusing on these areas, animal health and veterinary employers can attract and retain top talent, ensuring a positive and productive work environment.
Thank you so much, Stacy, for sharing these valuable strategies for making candidates and employees feel wanted.
It's been a pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, before we go, if you are an animal health employer needing to hire top talent, whether it be executive leadership or a position in marketing, sales, research and development, or professional services or other critical roles, the Vet Recruiter can help. The Vet Recruiter was the first executive search firm to specialize in the animal health industry and veterinary profession and has been in business more than 25 years. The Vet Recruiter has the knowledge and expertise to help you find top talent for your most critical roles. At the same time, if you are a veterinary practice needing to hire a veterinarian, look no further than the Vet Recruiter. If you are an animal health professional or a veterinarian looking to make your next career move, reach out to the Vet Recruiter. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us, and we will be back next week for the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider. Have a great week, everyone.